The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day morning to you, 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. You can do the math and where you are as to what time it is. I know, I've already had my two cups of coffee this morning and am up and at it. People are starting to sign up for my class in Dallas in November, first week. And of course, I will be posting that stuff on my Substack page for those of you that want information to attend, davekrieger.substack.com. It's called an advanced CODA workshop. CODA stands for Chain of Title Assessment. And already we've had a number of people sign up to attend. Space is limited, of course, because I'm not teaching the multitudes like Christ did with parables. No, this is basically how to defend your property. If you think you're being foreclosed on, think you're moving into default, we're going to teach some litigation strategies that I've run across. I thought we were only going to have about a dozen, but we have more than that. But anyway, my books, which is kind of a prelude to this whole thing, are on sale this week, 20% off at the Power Mall, as well as North American Urban Spice Products and Silver Botanical Products and Topricin, which are all 10% off this week at the Power Mall. Power Mall opens up, by the way, at 8 a.m. Central Time. The number is 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to call in and order and talk to a live human being, that would be Jay. And of course, let's see, Linda will join after 12 noon, so you may get her when you ring-y-dingy. And so otherwise, you can go shop online at thepowermall.com if you have internet. A lot of you don't, I know. A lot of you are trying to adjust to having to succumb to not being able to use your shortwave radio. Understand something else about shortwave. You know, I was pondering this because of the aggravation and frustration and everything, because, well, you've had shortwave all these years and now you don't have it anymore. I get it. But guess what? Shortwave radio is also managed and operated and licensed by the FCC, which is now liberal. They just appointed a libtard. The balance of the FCC has now shifted to progressive. And now they want net neutrality back. So I'm telling you, this is really weird times. And if you think that shortwave cannot be attacked and your favorite channel can get yanked or regulated or censored or fined, license suspended, if you think that that isn't possible in this country, given the political climate in America, oh, you got another guest coming. In fact, with censorship, the information, if a government were to take over shortwave radio because they know people like you are dedicated shortwave listeners, they might just feed you with a bunch of disinformation to get you to come out of your shell. How would that be? You need to think about all these things. You may not be getting accurate information. You need to think about that. Yes, I know you want to dial the seat. This is why people are going to be looking at outside the country, because they'll be on the outside looking in and you may actually get some truthful news somewhere. We have a really hard request here for prayer. Jeremy is asking for his girlfriend, Kimberly, today to be healed of her illness, but we do not know what that illness is. It is unbeknownst to me, and I'm trying to get Rev here on this whole thing, and I'm having a difficult time because we don't have enough information, but we know that God's healing hand is on this situation, Jeremy. And wherever you are, if you're listening right now, if you want Kimberly healed, then you'll be told by the Spirit and that's the Almighty, exactly what you need to do to get Kimberly through this, whatever the case may be. And we don't know these things because obviously there's some things you want kept private. But the thing is your belief system is going to dictate when two or more people are gathered together in his name, that shall be added unto you. And we pray for your girlfriend Kimberly's deliverance from this malady. And we ask the entire collective body listening to the show today to give me a big amen in the name of your son, Yeshua. Thank you. And of course, if you have a prayer request, and we delight in lifting you and your requests up to God in prayer, please go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab, and the prayer requests are right there, okay? That's how it works. We are not afraid to pray on this show, all right? Understand that. That's why we have Christian radio stations like the one in St. Petersburg, Florida, at 16:10 a.m., carrying the broadcast. And we appreciate all of you down there. God bless you for what you're doing. And if you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, well, the program director is the one you reach out to at the local station, especially if they're News Talk Variety or a nonprofit low power FM station or any other number of things that want to carry the broadcast. Because I'll tell you what, LPFMs, and there are hundreds of them across the country, maybe one near you, do a little research and see if there's any LPFMs in your neck of the woods. You can do that on the FCC.gov website, as a matter of fact. And look for nothing but LPFMs. And they have lists of those stations that you can actually contact. And most of these are like 300 to 500 watt radio stations that broadcast to local communities. And this is always a good thing if you live in one to get us on there. We have free newsletters at the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com just by going to the websites and clicking on the newsletter tab. And of course, if you want to participate in our forums, you can do that by clicking on the community tab on thepowerhour.com and share your ideas with other listeners. Donations, we accept them. P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab. Call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829. Now, here's the thing. We got to clarify this because there's been some concern. Because people put the donation on a credit card and all of a sudden it comes back on your statement and it says the Power Mall. And you're going, wait a minute, I donated to the Power Hour. What is this? What is this? No, relax. It's right on. When you make a donation on our website, the link that you're going to get back says that you made a donation to the Power Mall because the Power Mall is what funds the Power Hour. All right. So rest assured, your donation is going to fund the show. Don't panic. This is not going into some profit margin. No, it's not doing that. It is funding the show. Trust me. Leslie Manoukian, I don't know if you ever heard of that author. Well, she actually is the, I guess, really tied into the Health Freedom Defense Fund Board. And yeah, she's up there in... Yeah, I mean, in the world of finance and everything else, Goldman Sachs, I mean, she's been there. I would love to talk to Leslie about securitization and what's going on here and what they've done, but she's with the healthfreedomdefense.org website, and we'll be entertaining that in the bottom of next hour. Now I want to get to the top five news stories, of course, as October 4th progresses. We have a lot of people getting on board, especially frontline doctors like Dr. Lee Merritt, who is cautioning us on what could not will, could happen during the October 4th EBS test. And if it doesn't happen on the 4th, it'll happen on the 11th. Oh, my God. Yeah. Quick disconnect. I want to show you something. For those of you watching us on streaming, I'm going to hold this up to the camera. You see what that says right there? Mission Darkness. And there's a serial number right there below it. For those of you watching here on streaming, this right here I have in my hot little hand, I'm showing up on camera right now, is an EMP bag. All right? You got that? And you know what you do with these things? It's even got a zipper. You fold this in on itself after you stick your cell phones in there. You turn them off and put them in the EMP bag. And you stick them in there and you zip it up. And it all folds up into a nice, neat little pouch. And you zip it up and it seals it and prevents anything from getting in or out. That signal, EMP, anything, all right? Now, how many of you out there have one besides moi? And why do we have one? I have them because of EMP. That's October 4th EBS test. Understand something after you listen to this clip. It's a video. It's on Brighteon. It's a video with Dr. Lee Merritt, and she gives her take on this. She is a frontline doctor. And it's up to you, the individual listening to this, whether or not to disconnect from society during the test or whether or not you want to stay informed. But I've got more information to discuss with you, including your phone calls and your reaction to this clip. It's 4 minutes, so pay close attention. Here it comes.
Now, lastly, I'm just going to bring up something that I put on Telegram. Now, I've been talking about optogenetics, and maybe I'll come and talk about that sometime. But optogenetics is a hot topic in modern research, and they claim they've never done it on humans, but I cite the Travis Scott concert, which I think is an optogenetic hit. Basically, what they do is they can make a chemical called an opsin, and they can hybridize these opsins to do certain things. They can make them very specific, and they can put them in you, and then they can beam a wavelength on it, and it will cause things to happen. Okay, that's a very brief study, but they can do it with very, very precise spatial-temporal precision, they call it, very precise way. So they can start and stop cardiac arrhythmias, for example. That's what I think happened at the Travis Scott concert. They were all vaccinated young people. They walked through strobe lights, and then they went into the music where there's all this wavelength, and it tends to be a lower frequency wavelengths that are used to activate these things, and something happened, and about 14 people dropped, and one person that survived it, that didn't just die, he said, it felt like when I was standing there, my heart just stopped. And that's what you would see in this kind of a hit. But in any case, they're talking about October 4th, an event. And this is, there's a group called TLS. I think it's the light system it stands for. And these are people that claim that they have infiltrated the whatever we want. I call them the Babylonian mafia, but the big guys, the big elite in the world that are running this show, and that they're trying to, through various techniques, turn the tide by getting them to do things in different ways and stopping things. Well, they're the ones that put this out through an intermediary. They said, you need to get this word out. And this is a guy on the internet. And he said, so he's just saying, he put it out. He's like, there's a new thing that came out today. I'll put that up. But he said that on October 4th at 2:22 p.m., they're going to do a theoretical test of the emergency broadcast system. Now, we've been hearing this for a while, so that part I can believe. And then they said, but what's really going to happen is they're going to blast this wavelength and it's going to do something. They don't know, but they're concerned that it's going to do something bad. Now, I will say that in addition to optogenetics and the Travis Scott concert and all the things I've looked at, it's my opinion that while they've been waving their hand about mRNA and trying to distract us over here, this is the kind of thing they've really been doing. And that this is very easy to do and cheaper relative than all that fancy genetic manipulation to do mRNA technology. So I got to say, I think there's some juice behind this. And for me, and I will say this, look at all the Chinese people that were, there were several of these that you saw, and they were looking at their phone, and then you could see it flash on their face, and then they just slumped over in their chair. We didn't have any follow-up on that, so who knows? And, it's hard to know what PSYOP, but that's consistent. Again, these things, you can't just take one data point, but this looks consistent across the spectrum. We had it happen in Israel, in South Korea. Personally, I'm not going to take any chances. I'm going to take October 4th, and I'm going to take the afternoon off, and I'm just going to not be around any electronics. I'm going to shut down my house grid and put my phone into a Faraday cage. I didn't say to do that before, but that's probably a good idea because they can activate it remotely whether you turn it off or not, unless you take the battery out. So I personally am going to do that. And then if it doesn't happen, they say the backup's on October the 11th, and I'll do it again then. And the worst case scenario, they're going to produce a zombie apocalypse. You know, think the Hutus and the Tutsis. I mean, they're going to create some behavioral change in people that took this vaccine or somehow have this microtech in their body. That would be the worst case scenario. And the best case scenario is nothing happens and we all get a nice day away from our electronics to commune with our families and nature. I think that's what I'm hoping for. So anyway, that's October 4th and October 11th. I would take it seriously. I would, it's It's cheap and easy to do. Now, the problem is if you're at certain work and you're certain jobs, and I don't know what to tell you, but I think the best thing you can do is try and be away of your cell phone. The who knows what else? TVs may do it, but you know, if you're a policeman, you're on duty and you've got to be on the radio, it's probably not going to be the radio, but I don't know. You know, you guys probably know more about that than I do.
Okay, there you have it. That's Dr. Lee Merritt, for those of you that just chimed into this, talking about this supposed October 4th EBS test that it's been put out that they're going to put some sort of like 18 gigahertz, which is a very low signal, out there and cause a zombie apocalypse and cause people's brain to explode, much like the Kingsman Secret Service with Samuel L. Jackson, where everybody got a free cell phone and they all got it. And all of a sudden this frequency came in and everybody started beating each other up and going crazy. And well, that's kind of in your face. Thank you, Hollywood. However, now let's have a serious discussion. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Now, you just heard a frontline doctor talk about this twice during her conversation. Twice. All right. Now, I need to bring out all the facts here because she said there's some juice to this narrative, but she talked about optogenetics. All right. What happened at the Travis Scott concert in Houston with people claiming they thought their heart just stopped and that there was rioting on the stage. And he is basically, I think, facing some serious legal trouble because of it. May still be. Because he didn't stop the show. Now, was this a test to see about crowd control? What was it? I mean, this is what they use LRADs for. Police departments use that so they can put this high warbling frequency in your ears and drive you crazy and push you back. LRAD technology is there. Those of you who can afford it, put some on your house. I guarantee you, anybody that shows up there with the intent to do nefarious harm, you turn that warble on, they're going to run like hell. Of course, now they're not cheap. Now, these LRAD systems generally are only available for law enforcement, but I've seen them on eBay for $16,000 to $20,000. That's how expensive they are. I'm sure you can buy smaller units that will only travel, you know, like a half a mile. But some of these LRADs can run up to 5 miles. Which means if you've got one of those things posted there and you know you're being attacked, you literally can warn your neighbors up to 5 miles away with one of these things that you're being attacked and they need to rally, get their guns and show up and defend their honor as well as their property from the invading hordes or maybe UN troops or maybe a lot of other different things. I don't know. We don't know yet what's going to happen. Some people will just lay down their arms and say, okay, some people will shoot themselves in the head. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, when the foreclosure mess happened in 2009 through 16, there were so many family murder suicides, it was unbelievable. I know because I've studied this stuff, all right? So don't argue with me on that point. I've got enough valid data to show that that is true. Now, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime into the conversation and give me your opinion about what you just heard. Now, Those two things that Lee Merritt just made comment of, all right? The two things that she mentioned, both the same word, those who got vaccinated, those who got the graphene oxide particles. Brady from Vegas has been calling up going, oh, the graphene oxide is going to release the lipid nanoparticles and all this Marburg is going to come out and you'll be bleeding out of every orifice. I get it, all right? Now, Lee Merritt, I'm looking at what she's talking about, optogenetics and all this other stuff. Here's the thing. The government created or had Big Pharma create, because the government can't do it itself, it can help, but it can't put that out there because they gave Big Pharma freedom from liability. The government, though, under the Federal Tort Claims Act, if they caused harm and you go after them under the Federal Tort Claims Act and say the government was behind it, well, you got a long road uphill to prove that the government actually was by nexus connected to this whole thing, the whole event. Now, FEMA and the FCC both have said that this test is going to happen on October 4th. Now, you get this podcaster out there trying to make news, getting out there saying the divine has told me I have to put this word out and warn people. Oh, by the way, while you're at it, go visit my website and sign up for my upcoming class, and you can walk in the light. Okay. Yeah. Oh, but if you've been vaccinated now, this is the two words that she used in this conversation. That is what caused people to have issues. You got myocarditis, pericarditis, and any number of frequencies. I'm going to tell you something right now. A friend of mine and I went to a nightclub in Kansas City a long time ago, back in the 80s. And the guy that was in there DJing that night happened to bring his own homemade sound system there. And he put up these giant, four giant subwoofers. I mean, these suckers are monsters. There was like five or six or seven of these subwoofers parked all around the dance floor. And it literally rattled the entire club. And there was a restaurant on top. Pretty soon, the entire building fell off the hill. Yeah. After he got done playing there and moved all his equipment out, pretty soon, the entire restaurant fell off the hill. Now, you can say, well, that was just structural issues with it. Or maybe the vibrations from the bass, because my friend and I were sitting there listening to it. After about 20 minutes, we got sick listening to sub-frequencies. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Now, we're talking about 18 gigahertz, right? We're talking about the bottom end of the spectrum. That's the frequencies that subs carry. Subs start at 30 hertz, 30 cycles, right? So if you're blasting those kinds of low frequencies, they can cause organ damage. It's been proven, all right? But again, the two operative words were vaccinated and vaccinated. That means they've got the jab, they got the lipid nanoparticles, they've got the graphene oxide. If you haven't taken the jab, then what the hell are you worried about? So, you know, this is the thing. She pointed this out. Dr. Lee Merritt, frontline doctor, did. All right. So whether or not you want to disconnect from society during the test is up to you. Now, the purpose of EBS test is to warn the nation that something imminent's going to happen. And if you ignore it, this is kind of like the boy that cried wolf scenario all over again. If you ignore it, like I said, I've been broadcasting since 1968. So it's nothing that I'm not aware of. They do these EBS tests all the time. But now somebody has put it in someone's head to get out there and fearmonger and tell everybody that they're going to all of a sudden flip a kill switch. Really? We've already had hundreds of thousands of Americans die or become adversely affected by the vaccines, and now they're going to flip a switch, and all of a sudden, 220 million people are going to start bleeding out of their ears because they're uninformed? You know, because I'll tell you what, they're not listening to this show, which means if they've got their cell phone handy, and all of a sudden they start bleeding and whacking out and trying to kill the person in the car riding next to them with their cell phone on or talking on the phone, all of a sudden, and their brain goes crazy, and they swerve and hit another car, and the car blows up, you know, and they're dead. I mean, you know, what is this? Why would the government do something like that? See, the government has to hire Big Pharma to do their dirty work. They can't do it themselves, because then people would point a finger and they would rebel. We'd have a revolution overnight in this country. And you really think the government wants that right now? They haven't even gotten a complete foothold into society. So I want you to ruminate on that and give me your feedback. Our first caller, of course, George in Canada. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. I had the distinction of reading The Art of War and understanding some of the principles. And as soon as I heard that the Western governments are mandating that all military must have this experimental modification to their body, it doesn't take me too long to understand that there could be another nation that wants to disable all our military forces all at once, simultaneously.
What a great
and
way to do that.
While we're in a state of confusion, the president can pick up the phone and dial this emergency number called 1-800-PLA and welcome the new occupying army to our nation as we kind of stumble and crawl on the floor. And that's always been one of my big mainstays when I was on Power Hour, to watch this. I don't have the name handy of the Chinese individual who talked in the early 2000s about Chinese Lebensraum and how you won't know we hit you until we walk into Congress, and that we will kill every American. And they did one of those, what was it, a seven-palm survey like they had with the American military ages ago in California. Will you kill American civilians? Will you bayonet babies? And 75% of their respondents said an overwhelming yes. we will. That China wants to take over Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States to have their territory and their land, and that's their long-term objective. Part of being at war or under the influence of someone who wants to go to war with you is you have to operate on their level. And if you can't, you will be detritus in whatever historical records may exist in the future. It's not something to take lightly. My thing back then was for American military to refuse the jab, get out, save your skills, save your lives for the time when they're really needed, because you know how to operate the equipment and you know where it is. And the best would be to organize in posses under county sheriffs, so each county or as many counties as possible have their own standing army to deal with whatever's going to be coming along. But I have a interview I saw. I can find it on YouTube. They deleted my website when the company went up. It's Dr. James Giordano, "The Brain is the Battlefield of the Future," speaking at West Point, redefining neuroweapons. I have post on the government blog or government rag blog website so that I can have a copy there for people to see. It's well-traveled. But he just said at the outset, he's a very good speaker. He's easy to listen to. But he just said, when I talk to you about what we can do to your brain, your sphincter muscles are going to pop.
Yeah,
if you don't know what that is,
I think that's where it's tight
at your rear end.
Yeah, George, I'm just wondering what your take is on the message that Dr. Lee Merritt just gave. What's your take on that?
Well, when you understand these neurological weapons, they can do you anytime. Basically, it's like, you know, an easy way to describe it is your stovetop. If I turn the burner on at 1%, you can put your hand there and it's not going to bother you one bit. When I start boiling noodles and you put your hand there, same stove, skin's going to melt off. It all depends on how the power is when I turn it up. And if they want to build the system, at any time, they can turn that power up, especially with 5G going everywhere, to basically fry your brains. Part of it is, if you were a Star Trekkie, they used to have an episode with the Instrument of Obedience. When you get a little too awkward, I just have to flip it on a little bit. Do you want more, or do I turn it down now? And most people will be compliant and be on their knees. That can be done individually, in groups, or in total, depending on what the enemy has to do. And all our governments are enemies. Make no mistake about that. They're practicing genocide on their populations and cultural genocide on our civilizations, because basically since the dawn of time, we've been traditional families, no matter what race, creed, or color we are. And that is being turned upside down. And three of the people that come to the protests that I attend and speak at here in Canada were arrested at the Ontario legislature. One was a former Army sergeant. They sent Black Lives Matter up against us. That doesn't get in the news. And the police gave them cover because these guys are virgins and they don't really understand agent provocateur, that they're government agents. But Sarge gave them a good shin kicking with his steel-toed boots to let them all know that he was a sergeant in our Army.
There you go. I appreciate that, George. We're at the break, and thanks for your call. When we come back, we'll be talking about, does this October 4th attack have anything to do with Apple telling people to update their iPhones? Ooh, stay with us. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. It's different, obviously, where you are if you're not in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you back on the Power Hour. Appreciate your calls this morning. Before we went to break, I was telling you about Apple telling people to update their iPhones because there's new emergency security warnings out. They are anticipating that the people that have iPhones are going to have them attacked. And these are security patches for iPhones, iPads, MacBooks, and Apple Watches that you need to, as usual. They don't want to tell you about all these security vulnerabilities or their exploits. But yet they say, for the protection of our customers, Apple doesn't disclose, discuss, or confirm security issues until an investigation has occurred and patches or releases are generally available. This according to Apple. So those of you with anything Apple want to pay attention and update it with these new patches. They're just patches. I don't know whether it's going to let that 18 gigahertz signal in or not. We don't even know if they're going to do that. Like I said, again, the government is going to do what the government is going to do. And we've got a lot of discussion on that this morning too. But, you know, in the interim, we are not trying to be alarmist about the October 4th EBS test, all right, or October 11th or whatever. Understand something. Why would someone put information out connected with some sort of a seminar where you can walk in the light and be transformed? Why would they give that to this guy and just all of a sudden now he's imbued with some almighty God power, maybe a God complex, and here's this podcaster out there making news, and now we have Dr. Lee Merritt commenting on it going, well, you know, I'm not going to take any chances. I think I'll disconnect. Dr. Merritt, did you take the jab? I don't think you did. I mean, Sherry Tenpenny, everybody else has been out there saying, look, if you've taken this jab, you put yourself at risk for a lot of different things. And now they're finding out, of course, we've got this green monkey, whatever, according to German whistleblowers, in the jab. And so, you know, they're going to mess with your DNA. They're going to alter it. I don't know that they actually will do something so nefarious, because if they did this, all these people would be dropping dead and their relatives would be going, okay, everything we did here, no, this is not a good thing. And what do you think is going to happen? They're going to, not only are they going to be on the phone to their congressperson telling them that we have been attacked and what are you going to do about it? And Congress people go, oh, you're full of it. You see, until what George was talking about, until the CCP and their 20 million man army shows up at the White House and shows up in Congress, and they're going to, oh, they're going to make a big deal about this, because this is how you get Americans to capitulate, is you destroy their form of government. Because a majority of them, at least 220 million of them, believed everything their government told them and went out and got the jab. Got the clot shot, the kill shot, the death vax, whatever you want to call it. They got it. They believed everything the government told them. And you can't convince them. I mean, you could try. But most of the, I mean, you ask any family member out there, well, what luck have you had trying to wake up your family members? And they're going to tell you none. It's just the way it is. This government has succeeded in turning the family unit in on itself. Sad. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave Meister. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call. I feel this is a very important point I got to make to you. You mentioned the Apple phones. Well, get a load of this, Dave Meister. I had a cell phone, a track phone, flip phone, mind you, which I paid as you go. You know, you pay as you go. No contract now.
Yeah.
Now, first, I was very suspicious of the turning the microphone on, plus the GPS, plus what could happen with the 5G. But let me tell you what happened back in May with my phone.
Okay.
I got a text saying they were deactivating my phone because they wanted to give me a new device. And this is a flip phone, mind you, track phone, pay as you go. I sensed, I smelled a rat when I heard that, and that's when I gave up this cell phone, amongst the other reasons I told you. So in other words, Dave, they're not only doing this with Apple phones or iPhones, they actually doing it with flip phones, pay as you go. You know, you scratch off the card and enter the number. This is not a contract, and they pulled that crap on me. They wanted to send me a free device to update my flip phone, mind you. What do you think about that? Yes,
that's,
and this is back in May,
creepy.
Dave Meister.
That's creepy,
when I made
Chance.
The decision, get rid of the cell phone now, and that's exactly what I did, amongst the other reasons I told you about, which were bad enough. But I said, why do they want to give me something for free? There's nothing free in this life but incurable diseases and headaches. That's it. There's nothing you're going to get for free.
I know it. I remember that. Not tonight, dear. I have a headache. I remember that. But the thing is, you've got the track phone is kind of like a burner phone almost. And it makes me wonder whether or not that going out and buying a burner phone wouldn't be a better option, because you could just throw it away when it's over and done
Dave,
with.
No, Dave, what I think, Dave, I didn't mean to interrupt you now. I think they're to do that with burner phones, too. Like I said, they did it with my flip phone, track phone,
okay.
Pay as you go, mind you.
All right,
so
now,
I don't
are you
know. If anybody has any information, any listeners, call in if they've had the same experience, because I smell a rat with this.
Okay. No, that's a good rat. It's a good smell. Your sniffer is working. And so is you're thinking outside the box. That's a good thing, Chance. This is the other thing
I mentioned. I got rid of that cell phone months ago, and I'll never touch a cell phone again. Thank you for taking my call, Dave Meister.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Are you on a landline now that just plugs into an RJ11C jack?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I want you to know, and I'm going to share this with everybody out there. If you just have a regular landline, the government can still listen in and tap in on all your phones, just so you know.
I realize that, but at least they can't follow me around.
There you go.
At least they can't send 5G through the landline, can they?
They can't track you because, see, landlines are stationary, and as long as you're on it, they know you're home. But if you're not on it, they don't know where you are.
Exactly. You know, I'm getting so tired of the bullshit, Dave, with what they're putting the people through, that I try in little ways just to break away from this, because this is getting so out of hand and so Orwellian that I sense danger coming big time. And I think it's the cell phones. I honestly do.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, we've got the iPhone 12 Pro Max here in my place, and after all the bad news that's been coming out about them, I'm about ready to take the battery out of this thing and send it back to Apple and tell them to kiss my you-know-what. I appreciate your call, Chance. But there's some tips for those of you out there. We do have a call-in line. Remember, I've told you about that before, that if you want to just get on the landline and listen by phone, you can do that. As long as you've got the toll-free long distance, you can listen to it, right? Yeah, 653-8232. I remember the last number. I don't have it in front of me right at the moment, but you know what that is. And you can look it up on our website, and it will tell you how to dial into the show. We've done that before, but it's not in my show notes this morning. It's all right. It's not a big deal because we've already told you, you know, you can call the Power Mall when they open up in about 15 minutes and ask, what's that toll-free number, and we'll give it to you, right? 877-817-9829. They're open at 8 a.m. Central Time for those of you that want to call. Now, landline, great idea, Chance. Great idea. Ditch the cell phone, get a landline. I know it's a problem. If all of you have internet access, understand that your emails are being monitored. That we already know this because of what they did with Senor Bob in New Jersey when they busted him, and now he and his wife have been indicted, and the reprobate is still going to run for office for Senate. Even Cory Booker, his fellow Senate mate from New Jersey, is telling him, I think you better resign. He's not listening. He doesn't care. Reprobates are like that, folks. The guy is a reprobate. And when you've got them being able to say, well, in October of 21, when you got back from Egypt, you did a search for what the value of a kilo of gold costs. Why did you do that search? Imagine if you will. Yeah, just think about that. Think about the fact that they're able to monitor your emails. They're able, I mean, that's enough to scare anybody off the internet. Oh, but Al Gore says, oh, no, I invented the internet. The man is an effing liar. I mean, they're all part of this. They're all part of this bigger, nefarious, Luciferian connection out there. All them and their elitist World Economic Forum buddies, because we're all broke and they're all rich and they have the right to tell us what to do. Yeah. You don't think we're just going to let you walk out of here now, do you, punk? Remember the answer to that one? Yeah, I think people are going to take matters into their own hands when they're confronted with this up close and personal. Except Congress. They won't let them come in there armed. And when the CCP walks in there and starts executing every single member of Congress and people in the White House, and they will, Biden's not even going to know what hit him if it happens during his administration. You see, when you let these people get away with letting all these Chinese nationals come into the country that have been programmed to do us harm and take down our grid and cause America to implode, when you let all these bozos in here to do that, we have a problem. And again, with AI, you're not going to know what to believe. So we have to look at this Lee Merritt disclosure that we just played for you, and I hope you were listening to it, and you had an open mind. Obviously, if you don't have any electronics in your house, and your TV is not on. And she talked about just shutting the power off. I mean, the refrigerator, if you did that, the refrigerator would stay cold for a few hours. I mean, you literally at noon your time could turn off all the electricity in your home, put your cell phones in a Faraday bag, turn them off, put them outside, put them in a place so far away that, you know, you can wrap them up in aluminum foil and put them in a cardboard box and you almost have a Faraday cage. Wrap them up in a, this is what you do with key fobs, you know? Key fobs like this one right here and like this one right here. You can take key fobs and wrap these in aluminum foil as well. I'm showing you what a fob looks like in case you don't know. And that way, you know, people can't sit there and try and mimic it and open your car doors and do various other things, right? So, you know, the basic Faraday concept is taking a piece of foil, putting your cell phone in it, wrapping it up, and putting it in a box, and then putting it in a garbage can, metal garbage can, right? So you've got cardboard, you got metal on the outside, cardboard layer, and foil on the inside. It's what we call a makeshift Faraday box. And you don't have to have gobs and gobs of money to do it, all right? If you're so worried that what the government and all these other bozos out there, what's really going to be funny is after October 4th rolls around or the 11th rolls around or whatever the case may be, you see, the Travis Scott concert that Lee Merritt was talking about, where all those people went ballistic and hearts were stopping and everything else, Octogenetics, well, that wasn't announced by the government that they were going to do that. Government didn't come out and say, we're going to have a test here at the Travis Scott concert to see how many people we can murder and cause to turn on each other and have a zombie apocalypse right there at the concert and cause a stampede and cause a riot and have people turning and beating on each other like Kingsman Secret Service while Samuel L. Jackson sits there in the background laughing. No, we didn't say that. And neither did the government. But these self-ingratiating podcasters out there want to put out an announcement saying, I've been told to deliver a message. Yeah, really. I know. What message is that? That just takes me back to, you know, communicating directly with Satan. Do it again. In time. No, do it again. In time. Remember that movie? Wow. Yeah, you see, people got to start thinking outside the box here. If you haven't been vaccinated, you have less to worry about because you don't have those nanoparticles, lipid nanoparticles, graphene oxide. You don't have any of that in your system. Now, a lot of you are thinking outside the box even more than I am, saying, wait a minute, if they're putting graphene oxide in the clouds and it's raining graphene oxide on us, or we're drinking water with graphene oxide nanoparticles in it, that means that we've already got graphene oxide in our body. Okay, you can see I'm trying to cover all the bases here. If you have some input, the number 844-769-2944, I'm happy to hear your input. Subject matter, please. This is important because a lot of people are out there freaking out. They don't want to take any chances. They want to literally run and hide from this EBS test. This back channel stuff's got them all freaked out. I guess it would be a test to know that if you are within range of your cell phone and your cell phone is still on during this alleged EBS test and you start feeling a headache coming on, then maybe that would be a good time to shove the cell phone in your EMP bag or wherever in your homemade Faraday cage, turn it off and get away from it as quickly as possible. Then you know, well, something did happen. Now, for those of you doubting Thomas's that think that this is hokey, that they're playing eeny, meeny, miny, mo with your brain, and you're not going to know what to do, well, leave one cell phone on, one cell phone off. Put the cell phone, play a little test here. Tweedle-diddle-dumpling, my son John, one phone on and one phone off, whatever. Put that in and run a test to see whether or not this is nefarious. Here's the thing. I remember Y2K and everybody stocking up because they thought that when 99999 hit, which in German means no, that's why they won't let me play on the golf courses in Germany. And, you know, because of the way I talk, and they said, do you know how many holes we're going to let you play? Nine. That's none. No, we're not going to let you play at all. Anyway, such is life. Tim in Michigan, you're chiming in on this conversation. What say you, sir?
I say the big thing they're going to do is just put a name to a position and just update all their information where everybody's at right now. Think of all the people that moved out of the cities. They're moving here, moving there. They're just going to do a retrack, reset, figure out where everybody's at. I don't really think that's the worry. But other than just updating where everybody is, that's kind of the way
point.
I see that.
No, that's a good point, because they are tracking us, right?
Oh, yeah. And they know, you know, everybody's moving out of these cities is fairly conservative at some point. So they're just putting a retrack, getting everything updated. But the big thing is the graphing in the shots, I think, is the least thing to worry about. And from what I'm understanding, these nano-forming machines cannot be seen, but only with a very special machine
microscope
that can see them. Or,
electron microscope, yeah.
And that's very rare. And they're probably watching salt crystals form and all that stuff. It's the spike protein is what is the worry. That should be on everybody's mind. It's a spike protein, the most deadly thing ever created.
Yep.
And it spreads.
Agreed.
They didn't have to vaccinate everybody. Eventually, everybody's going to get spike proteins in them. And this whole thing about frequencies, I bring up, just remember after Adam and Eve dealt with the devil in the Garden of Eden, God came back into the garden and he had to ask where they were. Think about that.
Interesting.
Think about that. He had to ask God, omnipresent God, didn't know where Adam and Eve were. And what changed? What happened to him?
Yep.
Is that what's going on? It's because it's all frequencies. And when God comes back to rescue his kids, his family, and there's, it's going to be by frequency, and you don't have one. Is that what we're talking about? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing questions out there.
Well, I appreciate it, Tim.
Anyway, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir. But this is phenomenal. I love it when you guys chime in, because so far we've heard a couple of the out-of-the-box ideas, which are good. You're thinking. I love it when you critically think. This is great. God bless you for that. God gave us a sound mind. Just remember that. Not to live in the spirit of fear. All right? Brady, did you move?
Yes, I did, Dave.
You moved out of Vegas?
I'm out of Vegas. I'm by the Grand Canyon now.
Uh-oh. Don't jump.
As a Biden said.
Oh, man, I haven't even gotten to that story yet. I will in the next hour. we've been focusing all those. Yeah, Biden went to Michigan and slipped on the airplane stairs again. It's like in the media is downplaying it. What I mean, this is all going to hell in a handbasket. We already know that. So Brady, you've been listening to this conversation for the last hour. So are you thinking outside the box here with your comment? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, I got to go back. You know, this whole government, not one person has stood up and said, I'm the one who turns the 5G towers on. Which part of the government that we live under is involved with the 5G towers? Who's the guy that turns the kill switch on? We got to start asking these questions. We only have a couple weeks left.
Okay, well, the FCC regulates the EBS test, but it's also being done under FEMA. And we already know that FEMA was on the ground in Maui before the directed energy weapons allegedly were used. Everybody keeps saying that. I mean, we have evidence that something like that happened down in Argentina. There's video floating around that nobody's paying attention to. and it looks like a whole car lot got completely toasted. And the cars all look the same as they did in Maui, in Lahaina. So I got to ask, you know, these questions about what nefarious behavior could possibly come of what would be considered by the rest of the mainstream population as a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill emergency action notification. I got to wonder about that.
You know, one thing before I go, Dave, I think we all have to paint our roofs blue. Because did you know that the frequency of the blue color?
I saw that.
The frequency of blue is 6.66.
Interesting. Well, thanks for the tip, Brady. We're at the break. The FDA, by the way, there's a listeria outbreak with a couple of ice cream products, Life Wrapped Treats. They've expanded the recall of Not Fried Chicken, 64-ounce Not Friday Chicken. Boy, I mean, this is crazy. Ice cream being recalled because of listeria. We'll have more news after the break. Stay with us.
Everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.